quite a bit of fresh snow in many areas across the county this morning. So whilst our crews have all been out from 5 o'clock this morning, the fresh snow is lying in some routes. We are noticing, however, that traffic flows are generally light, so people are taking, looking out the window and making some decisions based on that. I suppose quite a few school closures and other facilities closed today, which is probably lessening the volume of traffic out there. But challenging conditions out there, Greg, in a number of parts of the county where, you know, travelling is difficult.
Were all the roads on the gritting route or the treatment route able to be treated today?
They were. Now, there were some issues in some locations in Letterkenny Town. There was an issue with the gritter, but that has been resolved. And then there was also an issue in a section of the road and the N15 in South Donegal. But again, that has been. So all gritted routes have been gritted. And our crews are now continuing to patrol those routes. So where there's fresh snow, they'd be ploughing the fresh snow, or where there's need for additional gritting, they would be doing that also.
And just in fairness to them, I mean, obviously people don't mean any ill intent in it, but, you know, no sign of the council this morning, or the gritters haven't been out. I was trying to explain a little earlier on in the programme, you know, that the treatment of a road is that moment in time, and its effectiveness can wane really quite quickly dependent on the road condition. So a road could be gritted at 5:30 in the morning and be a very different picture a couple of hours later, or even less dependent on the weather, Brian, in fairness to the people out there risking themselves to get those roads passable.
Yeah, absolutely, Greg. And you know, our crews have been out every day since the 23rd of December. You know, so it's been quite a persistent spell of wintry weather, albeit that up until this weekend, Friday or Saturday, it's generally been hard dry frosts generally. This weekend now with the snow coming and the temperatures varying a bit has made it more challenging. So you're absolutely right. Even on a gritted route, you can't assume that it's ice-free. And in particular, where you get fresh snow landing on top of a treated route, that will lie there. And it'll actually take some traffic to drive that into the road, drive it into the salt, activate the salt that might be underneath it. Yeah. So, and then, Greg, you know, that's 1,100 kilometres of the public road. You know, we've 6,500 kilometres of road in Donegal. So, that, you know, there's another 5,400 kilometres of other roads that aren't getting treated. And those roads will be extremely challenging for people. And we're aware that there are people that need to move around those roads as well, Greg. So, look, you're right. It's about people driving to the conditions.
You're privy to, obviously, the weather forecast, and you could look at it specifically. Road temperatures, which are factored in, we don't really look at that as much as you might in terms of the roads network. What does today and tomorrow look like in terms of what you're expecting? Again, these are forecasts, not set in stone, but what are you expecting?
Met Aaron have issued another yellow warning for snow and ice conditions that's lasting through until tomorrow morning. I would expect that is going to be a feature for a number of days this week, Greg. And again, it doesn't look like it's going to change that quickly. We do get updated direct weather forecasts that we use to make decisions on our road treatment and the timing of those, etc. And we'll be getting those continuously through our various systems.
Yeah, and listen, again, I'm not having a go at Materium, but even the freezing rain warnings that were issued over the weekend, so they sort of went from, you know, 3 o'clock this afternoon to 11 in the morning. And I think then that kind of creates the impression that right from 11 on, it's not a problem. But then as that deadline approached, they issued another one saying, oh, and also from 2 o'clock this afternoon till 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. So you really need to keep up to date, however you choose to do so, preferably here on Highland Radio or on our socials, because, you know, because this yellow warning, this current one, expires at a certain time, it does not mean that it will not be instantly replaced by another one. So keep checking on that. Some callers asking why the ploughs don't go out and then the snow and then the roads be gritted, just again to give us an understanding of the logistics of that, Brian.
Yeah. Greg, I just missed the question there.
Sorry. No, that's no problem. I get that a lot. Say, for instance, the gap, right? Would you send a plough through that and then grit it, or do you grit on top of the snow? Callers are kind of asking, you know, if is it wise to be spreading, you know, the salt and the grit on roads with snow on them?
It's a case, Greg, that, you know, our drivers are experienced drivers. If the snowplough can be deployed, they will deploy the snowplough. All of our vehicles have the snowploughs attached now at this stage, and we also have helpers in all of the vehicles. So generally, we try and get the excess snow off the road as soon as we can, and then the grit will follow on behind that. That's generally the way we try and do it. However, it really just depends. And as you say yourself, Greg, the gritter could be up the road at 6 o'clock in the morning, and the snow could land on it at 6:30 following that. And to a person that's travelling that road at 6:45, might think this road hasn't been treated. Mm. Whereas the traffic hasn't activated the grit into the fresh snow.
And finally, a few people asking about the piles of grit and sand that are located in certain places. Is that for public use, or what's the story there? Why are they located where they are?
Yeah, there are piles of grit in a number of areas around the county. Some of them are deposited actually on different braes or hilly sections of road that are directly just for people to spread. Others are maybe in a car park or different locations, and the public can avail of those to use them on sections of the public road. What we might do, Greg, is get yourselves to share our winter maintenance dashboard again through your social media.
For sure, yeah.
And there's maps on those that show the locations of those public use piles around the county.